Albany County already provides a lot of this information on its county website. The proposal for the idea, and actually what we're going to be doing, is taking that information and distilling it down to a much more basic form that will now be posted in a conspicuous place in the entranceway of the restaurant that consumers can then see at the point of entry.
And what are those ratings going to be?
Excellent is the highest rating, and then you can also get a good, a fair, or a fail.
And this is based on routine inspections or surprise inspections by county health officials?
That's correct. The county is required under the state sanitary code to do yearly and surprise visits to restaurants to inspect for sanitary and health conditions.
Have you been to a restaurant or a restaurant that you thought maybe wasn't up to snuff and needed this?
Sure. Well, the genesis for the idea is based off of the letter grading policy that they have in New York City and in California right now, where they assign a letter grade to an actual restaurant based on those health and sanitary conditions. Ideally, that's what we wanted to do in Albany County. However, after meeting with our health commissioner, we determined that that was not cost feasible at this time, given our budget constraints in the county. This proposal is revenue neutral. We can use Albany County Department of Health employees to implement it and still provide information that is important to consumers when they go out to eat.
So this is not going to add to the cost of a menu?
That's correct. It should not add to the cost to do business or to implement.
What's the reaction you've been getting from restaurant owners?
I think restaurant owners are genuinely pretty happy. There are some concerns, and we tried to address those in formulating the local law. Specifically, they were concerned about reinspections if under a surprise inspection or something along those lines, they didn't get as high a mark as they wanted to get. They're entitled to get a reinspection and have the Department of Health come back within 14 days to reinspect so that they have an opportunity to improve their grade.
And what happens during an inspection? I would imagine they check the kitchen, the bathrooms. What is a regular inspection like?
Well, it's interesting you say that. There are two different types of items that health inspectors for the county look for. There are critical items and critical deficiencies and not as critical deficiencies that are categorized by color. And what we've developed is a matrix, and once a health inspector completes the inspection, they take the critical, non-critical deficiencies and they plug them into a matrix, if there are in fact any, and that matrix dictates what rating the restaurant is going to receive, whether it's an excellent, good, or fair.
You said this is based on the program in New York City under the Bloomberg administration. What's the reaction been down there so far?
Primarily, consumers are happy with it. I think the idea, and my idea as an elected official, is to provide county taxpayers with as much information as possible so that they can make educated decisions. I was a prime sponsor also on the calorie posting law we implemented here in Albany County 2 years ago, and the logic and the philosophy there is the same. Let's provide the county resident or the purchaser, the consumer, with the information and let them make a decision on whether or not they want to spend their money at a Dunkin' Donuts or a restaurant or a Denny's or what have you.
And this covers every food service industry in the county?
It covers restaurants only. We built in exemptions for mobile vendors, for schools, for not-for-profits, charitable organizations that provide meals to the homeless and the needy. So they are exempt.
And this law has now taken effect?
That's correct. It took effect yesterday, and the County Department of Health will be rolling it out on as we move forward.
And does every restaurant have to post that right now or as the inspections progress during the year?
It will be implemented on a rolling basis.
And what is the penalty? I mean, if someone does not post this in a prominent place?
We have specifically built in the ability of a restaurant to come before an administrative board officer at the Department of Health to plead their case if they're found in violation. And after that hearing, the hearing officer has the opportunity, if they deem so, to fine the restaurant up to $2,000.